Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Tonight's play is Source Unknown, written and directed by Jim Dowling. Years after having gone separate ways, two friends meet once again in the university library. One has a tantalizing proposal.
This is what I'll be listening for.
And it's not a bird?
Hell, I don't know what it is. Here, listen again.
Strange. Could be anything.
Like I said, I found it in the archives. One of Dr. Sheffield's old reel-to-reel tapes labeled Sebelita Mountains, Sonora, Mexico, 1983. Source unknown.
Source unknown. Damn. You know, I miss the old gentleman. Last of the boots on the ground, explorers turned academic.
That's not all I found, Pierce.
No?
Check this out. I found this piece of paper tucked in behind the tape.
What is it?
You tell me.
Well, looks like some type of plant he came across. Looks like he never quite finished the sketch.
That's what I thought at first, too. But why? He was no botanist, and besides, why would Sheffield stick a plant drawing in with the recording?
Accident? I don't know.
Because it's not a plant. It's a clue. A
clue? Clue to what?
You are looking at a map, Pierce. That's the Cesoros River and all of its tributaries. That red dot marks the location of what he heard on the tape.
Oh, come on. That's a stretch.
That is what you're looking at. Took me a month to make the connection, but one day I'm staring at a map of the Sebelita Mountains and it literally jumped out at me. You can hold the sketch up to any topo map with the Cesoros River. It's a perfect match.
Let me have another look. Unbelievable. Can't really say it surprises me. Old chef in character playing one last game from beyond the grave.
Ain't that the truth?
Still, why? I mean, what's the point when he could have kept things simple?
You want to hear my theory?
Of course.
Because Sheffield was smart. He didn't know if he'd ever get the chance to go back. Remember, the man was in his 50s, had a heart condition. So what's he do? He leaves behind this odd sketch that passes for a plant. He knows that
that eventually the right person would come along and figure it out.
That's what I believe, Pierce. I do. So, why don't we cut to the chase?
I figured on a punchline.
Be part of this. We'll solve the mystery, you and me, partners.
Oh, gosh. Bad timing, amigo. Life happens to be better than ever at home.
Better than ever? Carrie's now your soulmate, I take it?
We patched things up. We did, and now we have big plans in the works. Thinking of expanding the store, starting a family.
Oh, wouldn't want to rock that boat. Marital bliss with all the trimmings. Lawns to mow, big screen TVs to purchase. Oh, let's not forget a good set of golf clubs. I recommend Pings.
Screw you.
It's just that I know you. Almost like a brother. You can't tell me this is not the very stuff we dream about.
People change. They grow up. They move on.
Or curl up and die. Come on, Pierce, admit it. This calls out to you.
Okay. Yes, it sounds pretty damn interesting. And you know, if things were just a little different...
Imagine. What if there is something out there, some isolated species unknown to modern science? You've seen the indigenous art that comes out of that area. Fantastic stuff. What if those creatures, that whole mythology is based on something that's really out there?
What if it's nothing? Or say it's some weird critter that's long gone by now. 1983 was a long time ago. You think about that?
Listen to you. Always creative with the excuses, one after another. Don't fight it, bro. Oh,
crap.
You and me, Pierce, we're cut from the same cloth, meant to leave our mark in science and exploration. We're going to write the books that reveal some of the last great mysteries in nature.
Oh, God.
Well, what do you think?
Just how long do you plan on staying down there?
As long as it takes.
Or let me guess, till the money runs out?
That's how it works.
You haven't changed a bit.
You got my number. decide, and don't take too long. If you don't go, I'll be on my own. Hey, one way or another, I'm heading down there.
When?
Late spring, 2 months from now. Time enough to get the gear together and find a guide.
Damn it, Lars. Why did you have to show up?
Hey, bro. Let's listen to that tape again.
Never guess who I ran into today.
Don't say your ex. Please don't.
Ha ha. No. Lars Carlson. Ran into him in the library.
Lars Wildman Carlson. What is he up to these days?
He's doing research. Serious stuff on the work of Dr. Sheffield.
The late ornithologist? Wasn't he a favorite of yours?
Best prof I ever had. A legend in his time.
That's great. Hard to picture Lars doing much in a library besides scoping out women who show up. I mean, kind of tame for the guy who never quite mastered sleeping indoors.
Just listen for a sec. He came across a tape recording that Sheffield made in the mountains of Mexico. Something some animal or bird never heard before.
That's very exciting.
No kidding. Can you imagine? Something still out there no one's seen before. He even came across a map.
Oh my God, don't say it. He wants you to... No, take that back. Needs you to be part of his latest quest.
Before you go ballistic, give me a chance.
You promised me. You said you were done with Lars. You were going to get serious about running the store, writing a book.
I thought I was, honey. Actually, I am.
No.
Look, please, hear me out. This is different. I've got a good feeling. I don't want to jinx anything, but this could be it. The big thing that does it makes a name for me and Lars.
Grow up, Pierce. You and that crazy guy go on these treks high on some notion you're going to find it. That rare and fabulous thing that'll make us rich and famous. I love you, dear, but what do you have to show for it? I'm tired of worrying. Tired of wasting our money on these expeditions.
Wasting? Did you say wasting our money? Do I need to remind you where our money comes from?
Your daddy never thought you'd piss away his life's work on camping trips.
Say again?
Your father spent a lifetime working hard, building a business, something he could pass on. These trips you bankroll chip away at his legacy, our security. Lars has got you wrapped around his little finger.
Carrie, you don't get it. You never have. These so-called camping trips aren't about fun or adventure. They're important work, and nothing important comes easy. Dad would be proud.
Proud, did you say? I can't believe...
Yes, proud. I'm doing something with my life.
It's never mattered what I say.
You didn't hear the tape. That strange sound, this thing in the Sebolita Mountains... It's real, and all we have to do is find it. Maybe snap a few pictures. Simple, in and out. 3 weeks at the most.
No, I didn't hear it. And I'm not sure you hear me. I can't do this anymore, Pierce. You leave this time, and I don't know.
Oh, so we're going to play that game. If I leave on this trip, you're going to throw all of this away. Start over? That's laughable.
Go. I'm sure Lars is dying to get underway.
Hell yes, I will. And when I come back, we can have a long talk about how things are going to change around here.
Hello? May I speak with Lars Carlson?
Speaking.
This is Carrie, Pierce's wife.
Hi, Carrie. How you doing?
Don't act stupid, Lars.
Hey, I swear, I didn't force him into anything.
No, you simply did what you always do. You show up out of the blue with some incredible plan. You're like an addictive drug my husband can't put behind him.
Look, the guy's an adult. It's his decision whether to go out or not.
That's funny, because I think of him more as a child. A child easily manipulated.
This time we may surprise you. It'll be very different. You'll see.
Shut up, Lars. I'm not calling to blame you for anything.
What? You're not?
Just listen. I have a proposal.
Concerning?
An inheritance. A whole lot of money that I don't intend to see frittered away.
Okay. And what's this proposal of yours?
the good life, to put it bluntly. A 50-50 split. More money than you ever dreamed of.
Did you say... Lady, this is insane. You do know that Pierce is my buddy.
Sure he is, Lars. Sure he is. As long as Pierce is there to put up the money, you two are best buds.
I don't need to listen to this.
You've been milking the golden cow for years.
What? And you haven't? From where I'm sitting, it looks like you've made out quite well.
Hey, if you aren't interested, say the word. But I promise you, I'm going to find a way to plug the hole in our finances, and I mean very soon.
All right. Let's say I'm interested. What is it you're asking me to do?
I'm told this expedition into the mountains of Mexico is dangerous.
It is. They all are.
Exactly. Maybe you can let something happen. That's all. Let something go wrong. Something no one expected to happen.
Something.
I don't know. You're the smart one, Lars. You know better than I do what can go wrong.
A 50-50 split. Serious?
Right down the middle. We're on the same page?
I think... Yes. I think we are.
Good. Oh, and one more thing, Lars.
Yes?
If we're going to be partners, maybe we ought to get to know each other a little better.
Sure. Where would you like to meet?
Your place. In about an hour.
Lady, you are one surprise after another.
You still live out by the marina?
Here it is. Came in the mail this morning, a letter from Tom Higgins. Pierce, we got ourselves one top-notch guide. Hallelujah, we are set, dude.
Who? And what's he asking?
Tom Higgins. He wants 10 grand in advance, $300 a day after that. Says he'll stay out there for the duration.
Ouch.
Expertise comes with a price. Always has. Is that going to be a problem?
No, of course not. That name, though, Tom Higgins, it rings a bell.
Yep. Let's jog your memory. 3 years ago, Copper Canyon, a certain night in Creel, we rolled in with a serious thirst for mezcal and a hankering to interact with the ladies.
Oh, God, how can I forget? I woke up in a horse stall. Money gone, bruised ribs, you doing the nasty with that long-haired Indian gal?
Tom Higgins was the gringo expat in the bar.
It's all coming back. Oh, hell yeah. Fast talker sporting an eye patch and a big white fedora. As I recall, real proud of his hand-tooled ostrich skin boots. Can't forget the shiny gold rings either. Or him sucking on a fat cigar and carrying on about guns, prescription drugs, and fire opals. He's your choice?
Damn, not if you make him out to be some sleazy used car huckster.
I want it to work this time. It has to. There's a lot riding on this adventure of ours.
Come on, bud. You know this business. No guarantees. The whole thing's a gamble. But hey, isn't that why we do it?
It's easy for you, Lars. A little more complicated on my end. I live in two worlds. I have a wife, a business, other things pulling at me.
It's all about the quest. Being out there, living on the edge, attempting something only others dream about. You know who said that? Do you, Pierce? Those are your words. Pure poetry. I wrote them down because that's what it's all about.
Okay. But Tom Higgins, the guy makes me nervous.
Well, here's the thing about Tom. When it comes to getting something done, he's no nonsense. Yes, the man dabbles in a lot of things, comes off as a self-centered ass, but underneath all that, there's a hardcore, balls-out survivalist. He's smart, knows the country, and he's our man, Pierce. Trust me.
All right. I can get used to anything, I suppose.
He needs to hear back, like pronto.
Tell him it's a go. We'll wire some money this afternoon.
You won't regret it, bud.
So, boys, how long is this going to be your little secret? This thing we're going after in the mountains?
No secret. We're just waiting for the right time.
Well, how's about right now? Letter said something about an unknown critter out there in the Sabalitas. The more you tell me, the better I can be of service. Plan things, you know.
Sure. What do you think, Pierce? Shall we?
I guess. Why not?
Guess? Well, I detect a serious lack of enthusiasm in your partner, Lars. What's he afraid of?
I don't know you, Tom.
Hot damn. What do you want me to do? Produce an ID and birth certificate?
It's his money, Tom. Go lightly. And Pierce, Jesus, chill, bro.
All right. How about you and I start over? Pleased to make your acquaintance, Mr. Pierce. I'm Tom Russell Higgins, formerly Captain Higgins, Green Beret. I've been hired to take you deep into those mountains, get you past a bunch of folks who might do you harm. That includes well-armed poppy growers and the cartel people they deal with. You can't do this without me, so you might as well ditch the attitude.
Okay. My apologies. You say you want to know what we're after? Play it for him, Lars.
Can do. Just give me a sec. All right. Ready? Here she goes.
So, what do you think?
One more time, if you don't mind. Could you crank up the volume? But I'll be damned.
What are you talking about?
The stories. Sounds like there could be something to them.
Stories?
Yeah, the weird stories. Further up the Sosaurus you go, the more you hear. Tepe Yolote, the voice in the mountain, god of darkness.
What are you talking about?
The people, Los Indios, who live up there. They tell stories about sounds you hear in the night. Strange, high-pitched, old stories handed down. They're at Nahuatl. Ancestors were the Aztecs. Lots of gods and weird stories.
What you're saying...
What I'm saying is that the Indians who live up there believe there's something out there, too. Same as what's on the tape beats me. But I say we find out.
You, Tom, what do you believe?
Believe? That's like asking what cloud I live on. What fairy dust I sprinkle on my forehead every morning. Nothing's real until I see it, touch it. See, Pierce, I don't hold to many beliefs. I find they complicate things, get in the way of important decisions. Answer your question?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Hey, why don't we play the tape for them? Take it to one of the Indian villages and let them hear it.
Bad idea. Trust me. These folks don't cozy up to outsiders. A bunch of white guys with a recording is going to stir things up.
If anyone asks, we could say we're a group of Americano birders.
Birders? No, my friend. More like shock and awe. You'll be camoed up, wearing face paint, and moving fast. We'll shoot for 15 miles a day. The idea is to be long gone by the time anyone figures out what they want to do with us.
I like your style, Tom.
In and out real quick. And that's how she likes it. Still with me, Pierce?
I'm on board, 100%.
Well, that's a good thing. Lars, you want to pass me that bottle? Down the hatch. Here's to finding that bird or whatever it is.
Cheers.
Where'd Pierce go?
He left camp an hour ago. Said he was heading to the top of the ridge, the forest area north of the silver mine. Took the recorder with him.
That's one hell of a hike. We'll be seeing him for a long time, late afternoon, if then.
I know.
Well, what do you think?
Now?
This is what we planned for. We're going through with this.
Right.
You having second thoughts?
Oh, God.
Not the time to be going soft, not now.
Damn.
Hey, we don't have to do this. We could stay out here another week playing pretend, looking for something we both know doesn't exist. You'll get your pansy ass back to the States and gnaw on what might have been for another year. That what you want? Fine. Me, I've been paid. I'm okay either way.
What'll happen to him?
Don't even go there. You can't think about that.
What if he makes it out of here?
He won't.
But...
If he does, we keep things simple. You two got separated, lost. It's hostile country. You couldn't wait around, see? Simple. Now, stop worrying.
And where do you fit in?
I don't exist. That was the deal from the beginning.
Right.
Okay, one more time. You up for this?
Yep.
Then let's get moving. Remember, don't leave any food behind.
His gear?
Burn his maps and throw the rest in the river.
GPS?
That too, the river. Come on, let's get the hell out of here.
First, let me say how much I appreciate your giving an interview at a time like this. It can't be easy.
It's all right. I'm fine.
Thank you. Let's start with your relationship with Pierce. You two have known each other a long time.
We met in junior college, anthropology class. He was a good student, super bright guy. We did a lot of stuff outdoors, you know, hiking, skiing, climbing, kayaking. Pierce was up for anything.
So this latest adventure, just one of many?
Oh, yeah. After college, we kind of expanded our horizons.
I understand you two made a habit of exploring new places, looking for rare, even new species of birds.
Birds, insects, animals, you name it. Looking back, I think it was mostly an excuse to get to some gnarly places on the globe. It's a big adrenaline rush. You can't imagine. Addictive. We went to Bolivia one year, Ecuador another. The further off the beaten track, the better.
And Mexico, of course.
Yes, and Mexico.
Can you tell me what happened down there?
Sure. Pierce heard there was some type of bird in the mountains down there, some bird never documented, an unknown species. I don't know exactly where he got it, but he was totally convinced, almost obsessed.
I understand why he went, but you?
Pierce is my friend.
So you just up and left?
That's what we do.
Okay. So now you're down there, the two of you, looking for this bird. What happened?
What happened? I wish I knew. We'd been there a couple of days, and one morning, Pierce wakes up all excited. He has this feeling, something good's going to happen. He grabbed his camera and the recorder and headed out. Told me he was heading toward a ridge in the distance. He'd be back in a few hours. And that was it. Never saw him again.
Just like that. Gone? How's that possible?
Easy. It's big country. Wild. Steep canyons, cartel people roaming around with guns. Lots of way for things to go wrong.
This was in the Cebolita?
The Cebolita Mountains, Sonora, Mexico. Another world.
Lars, so what happened next? You waited? You went looking for him?
Both. I waited a day and then took off after him. Never found a trace. Nothing. I figured the worst. Food was running low, and I had to get out of there.
Amazing story. Truly amazing. So, now that they found him and he's alive, you have to feel very relieved.
It's a miracle. God, I can't wait to see him.
Well, I thank you, Lars, for the interview. Let's hope Pierce recovers and can get back to his life of adventure with you.
Thank you. Yes, let's hope.
Oh, and one last question.
Yeah?
This bird, did you ever find it?
No.
He will make it, won't he?
Well, I'm not sure the worst is over. Yes, vital signs are coming along. Pulse is strong, but...
Be straight with me, Doctor. There's something else going on. Look, the twitching, the jerking. It's like he's tortured by a terrible dream.
Yeah, that is our main concern right now. The SSRIs, that is, antidepressants we've administered, haven't had much effect. I don't know what he's been through, but it must have been quite traumatic. The whole thing resembles extreme PTSD.
Can't you do something?
We can. I'm not sure we even have a choice. Induce a coma. Yeah, that's our best option right now.
A coma?
We've had good results in other cases. We'll bring him out of it in a day or two and see what happens.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Carrie. I wish I had better news. This must be very difficult for you to watch. Why don't you take a break? Go home. Get some rest. We'll call you if anything develops.
No, I'll be okay. I'm staying with him, Doctor. It's you.
Hello, darling. How are we managing?
Not good. I thought we'd been through this by now. You said...
I know. Hey, lighten up. I got some good news. In 3 short weeks, after a heartrending memorial for Pierce, you and I will be sailing along at 30,000 feet down in cocktails on flight 621, Houston to Rio de Janeiro. It's booked. We are going to Brazil.
We still have a problem, a serious one. He's going to make it. Pierce is recovering. They'll put him in a coma tonight, and when he comes to and starts talking, well, we're screwed.
I don't think so.
What?
Contingencies. That was Tom's word for being ready for anything.
What? What are you talking about?
Keep an eye on the door. Make sure no one comes in.
I can't take this, Lars. Really, I can't.
Oh, but I think you can. Now, stand by the door.
What is that?
Something Tom gave me. He said to put a few drops in his IV.
Amongst that small and clannish group of adventurers who scour the globe in search of things yet undiscovered, what eventually happened to Lars and Carrie became the stuff of wild speculation. After boarding the flight to Brazil, friends say they simply vanished, were never heard from again. But there were rumors. Records show that a couple fitting their description hired someone to drop them off at the diamond mines near the headwaters of the Santa Ynacio River. It is said the two were fighting, and the woman paid for everything in American dollars. Another has them wasting away from dengue fever in a clinic outside of Ipixana. Yet another, a most intriguing tale, originates from a remote, unnamed village near the Colombian border. It purports that one day, 3 Americans arrived by dugout, an older man and a couple. They spent nearly a month in the village, earning a reputation for drinking and carousing in the local cantina. One particular evening, following a loud dispute, guns were drawn. The younger man was slain. The next day, the remaining two loaded the body of their companion into their dugout and paddled off. End of story? Perhaps. The report lodged with authorities reads, the surviving American male had an eye patch and wore a white fedora.
You have been listening to Source Unknown, written and directed by Jim Dowling. Our cast included Don Singrani as Lars, Ian Dalziel as Pierce, Kiva Lowry as Carrie, John Welsh as Tom Higgins, Linda Reagan as the reporter, Jim Dowling as the doctor. Our narrator was Craig Boyer, and our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. We want to thank all of you who have helped us through the COVID-19 pandemic with your generous donations while we have been unable to hold our usual community fundraising events. If you would consider a donation now to help keep our great programming on the air, go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button. Or if you prefer, send a check to KKRN, Post Office Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California 96084. We wish all of you and all our listeners a safe and healthy year from all of us at Scratched Up Radio Theater and KKRN Community Radio. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.